years ago, the state insurance commissioner and the commission divided the state up into 11 areas.
Right.
Since been compressed to 9, and we are in Region 9. Most of western Colorado is. And our rates are 40 to 50% higher for private insurance than you would pay in Boulder or Denver. So other states, and we studied this extensively, have one rate instead of separate rates. That would lower the cost of private insurance in our Region 9 by between 25 and 30%. It would increase the rates on the Front Range by between 2 and 5%.
But it sounds like it would balance it out a little bit.
That sounds balanced to me. So, but we can't get the votes because people on the Front Range, the legislators, feel that their voters would not support them.
What do you have to do, you think, to convince Front Range legislators that this is a good idea?
Well, you know, that's a hard question. I mean, we talk about equity. We talk about sharing risk. We talk about small rural towns drying up. We talk about what is Colorado. What do we think of when mm-hmm. we think of the state? I mean, mm-hmm. we have these young people moving to by the thousands to the Denver area.
Mm-hmm.
And they buy a cowboy hat and a pair of jeans and think they've moved to Colorado. We just have to continue to try to convince people that what Colorado is all about is the mountains and the plains and the, you know, small towns,
mm-hmm.
and that we're all in this together. But when it comes to raising somebody's taxes or their insurance rates a little bit, it's like a brick wall. I mean, I'm talking about my fellow Republicans mm-hmm. on the Front Range mm-hmm. who are the most adamant about raising taxes or insurance rates. So it's not a partisan issue. It's a geographic, you know, cultural issue.